Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, hello, Jessica.
Oh, hello, Zachary.
Have you read the paper today?
Oh, not quite.
Let me have the boy and the dog fetch it from the parlor.
Oh, won't you just?
Oh, there it is. Thank you, boy riding the dog. Dog, hand me the paper. Oh, great news. If you're a fan of proper English or just someone looking to improve your grammar, there's a show called Grammar Girl with 600 archived episodes that you can listen to more than you can handle.
Grammar Girl provides short and friendly tips. Improve your writing and you can do it quick. Pique your curiosity about the words we say. Listen now, listen today.
It's ad-free on Stitcher Premium with bonus episodes. And if English is your first or second or third language, I suppose, Grammar Girl's pronunciation, style, and business tips will make you a better and more successful writer, and that's it.
Go to StitcherPremium.com/grammar and use the promo code HOPEBOOK
for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
Good.
And the reason we wanted to do that is because this is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
And hi. That's Zach Reno.
And that's Jess McKenna.
And that's Scott Passarella on the keys.
King of pianists, pianist of kings. We got producer Dana. We got engineer Brett. The gang is all here.
We got previews of body rolls before.
We did some body rolls.
So many.
I'm better at them in one direction than the other. But hey, you're going to take a swing at it.
But guys, we did it again. We got a guest.
Every time we have a guest, come at us with, I dare you, tell us we're not going to have a guest. You're wrong.
Except for maybe one day we won't have a guest.
At some point, we're just going to talk to Scott, and because people want to hear
but
his
for
voice.
Now.
But for now. But not today, Scott. Over there. Stay over there. Today we have an incredible guest. We're so lucky and so happy to have her.
You know her from the hilarious NBC comedy Great News.
Please welcome Briga Helan. Jess messed it up. I kind of messed it up, too.
There's nothing I haven't heard before,
no, it
guys.
Was just that moment of, here it is, here it comes, here's the moment of truth. Dealin', Helan.
Briga Helan. I kind of messed it up, too. I did like an ah.
And I was like, are we saying it in unison?
Let's
are you taking
start,
it?
Let's start the podcast over again.
No. It's, you got my first name.
Yeah.
That's the real, that's the hurdle.
Briga.
Yeah. Briga.
Yeah.
Helan, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
And you have a great voice.
Oh,
we've
hey,
heard it.
Thanks.
We've heard it. I've heard it.
We've heard it in our ears.
I've heard it in my ears.
With the notes and the voice.
And
well done.
Thanks, guys.
I hope there's a lot of Great News fans here. I think that there are. But if you're not, A, dummy.
Get on it.
B, this cast is like exclusively good singers.
It was kind of weird. Yeah, we started doing like some silly a cappella stuff, and then we were like, oh, are we amazing?
Like, and the answer is yes. It's
and the
like,
answer was yes.
Like, fully, so. like beautifully arranged little, like tunes to get people to watch the show that were really, really good.
Thanks, girl. We had the time of our lives doing that.
Did the network at any point go like,
this needs
we've done the wrong show.
You know, they
did. We had the people that we did the show wrong.
The real quick answer to that is no.
Mr. and Mrs. NBC, I'm sorry. You've failed miserably. I mean.
And we do that for free.
It just means that when you do your breakout musical episode, everyone will be like, oh my gosh, Mr. and Mrs. NBC, they did the wrong show. They did a very good show, but they did the wrong
But the wrong show. I mean, just I want the exact same show. I just want a just musical number.
Harmonies.
I want tight harms, good arrangements.
I was going to say hoi and toit harms, but also low and tight harms.
Yeah, they've got to be both high and low.
Yeah, that's the thing about harms.
That's the thing about that's really the one thing about harms.
They by definition, one must be higher than the other.
One and the other.
Musical theory thing, Scott, is an octave technically harmony? Scott doesn't know, and no, I think that means no one knows.
No, I think if it's just the octave, that's not harmony.
Right, because if it's the same note,
well,
right.
It's not, though.
It's boring harmony?
It's boring harmony. I think, like, legally speaking, if you were to sue someone in music court, I think you could say that an octave is harmony because it is technically two different pitches, but it is the same note.
Are we talking overtones?
Scott, no, this is above, neither you this nor anyone on the planet knows what an overtone is. It's not real.
I know what an undertone is.
Everyone knows what an undertone, what is an undertone?
Socially. No, what? I mean like between two, two like, humans.
Yeah. The Undertones was also an acapella group at my university.
Yeah.
We had one called Deceptive Cadence.
Oh, really good.
Oh, that's real good.
All acapella groups.
We had one. We had a bunch at SC. There's great acapella. There's one called Reverse Osmosis that I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a water thing, right?
Yeah.
You take bad water and make it good. I do not know. This is not my area of expertise.
I mean, osmosis is how things travel through a liquidy membrane,
bad. And make it good.
No,
reverse osmosis. I don't know. You know more about this.
No, I don't. I don't.
A polymer is a chain of monomers.
Sure,
I'm out.
I'm out. Bye,
science.
I definitely did the thing in school where I was like, hey, you know what would be so fun is if instead of doing this chemistry paper, I wrote a chemistry rap and just sort of faked my way.
How'd that go?
Great. She gave me an A.
Teachers are so bored.
They're so fooled.
They want
by
you to
truly
do.
All you have to do is feign enthusiasm.
Yes. And she was
and
like,
there it is.
I'm here. I'm here for it. Thank you so much.
They're like, you listed lightning on the periodic table, but you said it in a way that made me think you're excited about science. And so you may have an A-.
Right. Exactly. Did you
and that's negotiable. And we can talk about that after.
Were you a sneaky performing student?
I look back and I'm like, wow, you were, I was. I was horrific in math and I knew I would be like, both my parents can't do it. And I used to get like D pluses and she would genuinely be like, great effort. And that was the best I could do. And we all knew it. But I would cry. I would cry to get out of math tests.
Did it work?
Yeah, all the time.
That's amazing.
I didn't do it a lot, but I did it like maybe two or three times. When I just,
which
I would just cry.
Probably the maximum amount that it could work.
Could work. Because then it's like, this girl needs to go get, help or something.
Like she's
I didn't get
she's
there.
She's not set about math.
No,
she's
I just was like,
else.
So I was so stressed because of, my extracurriculars and stuff. But I never did it in the full class. I always did it when I was alone after class.
What were your extracurriculars?
My extracurriculars is a
word.
I was just like, probably doing the play or the musical or something.
That same chemistry teacher once let me just skip a whole class to go paint the set. I was like, we're really behind. It was her first year.
I feel like that's so cute, though.
It was, she also was like, I actually just saw her at another teacher's retirement party. And she was like, man, I did not know what I was doing that first year. And your class was so nice to me that I was like happy for any moment. Because she was she was a botanist. And like now she's like teaching like AP environmental science. So chemistry, she was like, she had to like learn the day before what she was teaching first year. And she was like truly looking for any foothold of students who would be like just nice
just
to her.
Just connection.
So she was like, I fully took naps under the table, rapped for all my projects, left full classes to go paint the sets. And she was like, go do it, girl.
Teaching is hard.
We go now. It's the night before the first day of school. Typical suburban town. We soar over houses as teachers prepare for the first day. You have nothing to be afraid of. I swear. You have nothing to be afraid of. They'll be able to tell that you care. These teens won't eat you alive. No, I know that you can survive. Just remember that they are dumb and younger than you.
These children, 13 to 18 years old, they don't know what the stories they're about to be told. You're teaching chemistry, and they don't know anything at all. Honestly, on this first day, just try to walk into the room and not fall. These kids won't eat you alive. Just try and you'll survive.
And just remember that
these kids are dumb and younger than you.
These kids are dumb and younger than you. And you,
you are the boss.
The one thing to remember about kids is they smell fear. So just look yourself in the eyes. Go ahead, look at yourself in the mirror and say, girl, can do this no matter what they say, because I went to school and paid so much money to be able to tell them what to do and say.
These kids are dumb and younger than you, and you are the boss. These kids are dumb and younger than you, and you are the boss. Don't let them smell that blood in the water, no matter.
Glad that it's some other teacher's first day and not just mine.
No, yeah, I thought I was going to walk in and just a bunch of old veterans, you know, battle tested, but whew, thank goodness.
Such a relief. I guess they had to get a whole new crop of...
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone is gone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Did they explain to you what that was about?
Well,
I
heard a rumor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The kids here are supposed to be... Whew, just real, real bad. Just real, bad.
Like violent, dumb? What does that mean?
Mean?
No, I mean,
crafty?
Yeah, I think it's a little columns A through Z.
Okay.
So I think you got some mean ones, you got some crafty ones. You probably have some dumb ones, but all of them seem to be on a mission to get rid of you. That's just a rumor. That might not be true. Honestly, that's just something I read on a Reddit forum that said, where all the teachers at Sunnybrook School go? I'm paraphrasing.
It's always the name of the school.
The nicer names of the school always have the darkest past.
Yeah,
Sunnybrook.
Well, but, you know, guys, maybe it's just maybe this just is the cycle, you know, when the school started, they had a bunch of young first-year teachers just like us, and they all just hit retirement at the same age, you know, maybe it just has a totally, Sunnybrook answer, you know?
Yeah, that could be right.
Maybe it's not doom and gloom. Maybe we should take a second look. Maybe the answer's a little more cheery, perfect for being at Sunnybrook. Look on the Sunnybrook side and look.
La, 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 la.
Look on the Sunnybrook side and look. There's no need to assume that every every person left because of so much doom and strife. Oh, look on the Sunnybrook side of life.
I see a lot of blood stains in the hallways and the floor. But those could be from a painting project. Maybe they were there before.
Yeah.
There's no reason to believe that we should be in fear of our lives. Just because I read on a Reddit forum that all of these kids carry knives.
Look on the Sunnybrook side of life. Look on the Sunnybrook side of life.
Oh, I'm gonna make it through this day alive and get back to my wife if I look on the Sunnybrook side of life.
I think if we all stick together and we have each other's backs, keep a good attitude, but also never relax.
Yes.
Constant vigilance. Constant. Keep our head on a swivel.
Exactly.
Yes. That's the way we'll get through the day and we'll help the students achieve their best.
If we look on the Sunnybrook side of life, but keep your head on a swivel. Look on the Sunnybrook side of life.
A couple of brand new teachers, that's
some
right.
Some real fresh meat over
here. Oh, yeah, just a bunch of fresh meat to the slaughter. Oh,
Tony, Randy, I can't wait to see what you guys have in store for these new teachers.
You know we got it, Mince.
Oh, Tony, Randy, also, thanks for letting little old Mince be part of your cool, scary gang.
It's time that you get involved in the crew. Oh. You're the youngest member, a real freshman.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, Mince, and today's the perfect day for you to prove yourself.
Don't you feel like my name, though, it's not maybe the toughest name, but it's the one I got. Mince.
Mince, it's totally tough. You know what you do? You make mincemeat out of your enemies.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a mincemeat pie? It's British and confusing because there ain't no meat in it.
Ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie.
Ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie.
Well, what would you find in a mincemeat pie if there ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, Mince. Ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie. No meat in a mincemeat pie.
But
no,
why?
Ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie. No meat in a mincemeat pie. You ain't gonna find meat in there. No, you ain't gonna find. But let me tell you what you find in that pie, and I'll do it for you, guy. You'll find some currants and other vegetables. No veggies, you won't.
What?
No, this is what you'll find to boot. Other kinds of dried fruit in a crusty pastry crust. This what you do when you'll do it till you bust, cause this is what you'll find in a mincemeat. All kinds of dry fruit and some goo.
But there ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie. Ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie. Ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? There ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie. Ain't no meat in a mincemeat pie.
Why, oh, meat, oh, meat, oh, meat, oh, meat, oh, meat, oh, my. But yeah, Mince,
oh, I
don't
get
be
it.
Shy.
Okay.
Don't be shy. All right, so.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Randy.
All right, it looks like as I was watching them come in from the staff parking lot, we got a lot of soft noobs. But we got three teachers who seem to have a little bit more spark in their eye.
A little more spring in their step.
A little more swivel to their head than I care to see in my teachers.
Yeah, a little more prune in their chicken pot pie.
There you go, Mince.
Yeah, sure, Mince.
Wait, what?
Well, there ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie.
I'm sorry, what? There ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie. Ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie. Wee-oh, 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 why? There ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie. Well, that's news to me, I guess. I have to finish this song. If there ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie, my mom's been making it wrong. Cause whatever I eat in a chicken pot pie from morning up till noon, it's mostly chicken and also soft, but a lot of prunes. But there ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie. Ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie. Ain't no prune in a chicken pot pie. Wee-oh, wee-oh, why?
Oh, okay. Well, I gotta talk to my mom then.
Well, I
don't know. I don't want to tell her she's wrong. It's just that's not like the empirical version of a chicken pot pie.
What you have in a chicken pot pie?
Yeah. Carrots, peas, mainly chicken. That's it.
All right.
A little bit of saucy goodness out there on the side.
Prune juice?
No. No. But, you know, to each their own. All right, well, we got to keep our eye on this new history, chemistry, and English teacher. They're a bit of a triumvirate. So, Mince, what you going to do to prove yourself?
Well, when the teacher comes in the door, I'm going to be sitting in my chair backwards.
All right.
But I'll be sitting forwards, but the chair will be back. My legs will be through like the armhole part.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Good start. It's a real A.C. Slater.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's a great start. Let them know that you don't care for the rules.
What about you, Tony? And what about you, Randy? What are you guys going to do?
Well, I think I'm going to have one fist out like this and the other hand cupped just a little bit like this. I'm going to pound it repeatedly into my fist like this.
Yeah, that's
even when they're trying to talk to teach us the lessons, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that's real good. And I'm going to take this here straw I got from the old cafeteria, and I'm going to take its wrapping off, and I'm going to mush it up into a ball, and then I'm going to put it in my mouth, and then I'm going to put it in the straw.
No,
when the teacher turns their back, spitball to the old backside.
Won't even know what hit him. All right, everyone, sit down, please. My name is Mr. Krall.
He got it in his hand.
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
Me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's your name?
Randy.
Randy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Randy, do you know why I was able to catch this spitball in my hand?
Because, skills?
It is partially because of skills. It is also because you did not lubricate the spitball enough to reach enough velocity when you spit it out of the straw. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Friction. Friction and the things we can learn about it.
Whoa.
I think he just taught you a lesson.
I think he just came to me at my level and made me interested.
I'm intrigued, and I don't even want to be.
Oh, listen up, all the people here. Sit down on your ass. Whoa. You're gonna learn whether you want to or not when you step into my class.
Hot damn!
I don't want to make you stutter, want to hear that diction. But between you and me, there is going to be a lot of friction. Friction makes the power, will make you learn. That's right, that friction makes the power. It's the fire that'll make you burn. You there, person over there, is your name Randy? Take that book out of your bag, I hope you have your textbook handy. Yeah, Randy, you spit at me, you got to hear. I have absolutely no fear.
Whoa.
Friction makes the power.
Makes the power.
Makes you learn.
I wanna learn.
Friction makes the fire that makes you burn.
What is this feeling inside me? Things rubbing against each other. I don't want to learn, but I can't help myself. Cause it's got me really intrigued about things that cause fire. And now I can't stop it. Help me, Randy.
You don't need no help from Randy. You need help from me. Cause I can explain that feeling there scientifically. Oh no, you seem to find yourself in a predicament. Here's my predilection to teach you all about what you described was friction. Friction
makes
the power that makes you learn.
I don't wanna learn.
You know that friction made that fire, and that will make you burn.
Whoa. Guys, I kind of feel like, how'd your first two periods go?
Honestly?
I mean,
mine went
pretty good.
I kind of had a good... I learned about this thing called friction. Have you guys ever heard of friction? It's pretty cool, actually.
No, can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it's just like basically like stuff, like friction makes a power. It's like that kind of stuff, like stuff rubbing together makes power and fire.
Wait.
Yeah?
You learned about how to make fire in your class?
Well, like energy-wise.
Yeah, whoa. And in my history class, like I learned about how like tiny decisions like we're kicking the can towards the Civil War that made that war like inevitable, like all the ways that we pushed off like slavery and like made compromises early on that like came back to bite us in the butt. And I was like, holy cow.
Whoa. My God. In my Shakespeare class, I learned that like in English, it's not Shakespeare class, but we learned about Shakespeare. And that dude was just dunking on people all the time. He was like, half of the insults he made up. They weren't even words before he made them. And he's just like dunking on people in new ways that people are just getting dunked on.
But wait, I want to be like Shakespeare.
I want to be like Shakespeare too.
But wait, you guys. Listen, what are we going to do about the monster that we keep at bay by feeding it teachers' bodies?
Oh,
man.
I mean, this
year's... Keep reminding us of the monster.
This year's harder than most, because, like, the last batch of teachers, it was, like, an easy call to make, right? Yeah. Do we, like, sate the unsatable hunger of the Cthulhu-like monster that must be fed with the blood of teachers that, under this school to save the entire town? Yes. But these teachers are good.
They're, like, coming at us at our level, and they have so much, like, passion, yeah. And they, like, they know how to hold the classroom. It's like, I mean, I'm really going to have a hard time.
They're like the parents that I wish I had.
I don't, my parents are, they're fine, but they can't teach me stuff like this.
Yeah. Dang it.
Dang it. I guess we have to choose between education and the town. We can learn a lot of things, but then the town will get razed to the ground.
Or maybe we can finally be brave enough to solve the initial curse. Just like the Civil War, if you keep pushing it off, it just gets worse.
But I don't know if I'm brave enough. You guys, I'm so scared.
Yeah.
But I guess if we don't start now, we'll never be prepared.
Stranger things have happened than us finding a way. Stranger things have happened than us having hope today. We will find a way to defeat this monster and have the gold that gold education brings. We can do it. Cause
stranger things, there's finally adults in our lives that we can trust with this dark truth. We don't have to walk alone. I think they'll be side by side with us, boot by boot. And maybe even we don't need a fear. We can trust their knowledge. They are stronger than us. They're smarter. I mean, shucks, they all went to college.
Stranger things that happened than us saving the town. Stranger things that happened. Maybe it won't get burned to the ground. I think if we work together, we can figure out how to seal up the hell mouth and the demons it brings.
Sure.
Because
Stranger Things.
Will these students find a way to stop the unspeakable monster horror that has destroyed, that could destroy the town if they don't feed it fresh teachers every year?
What else can you learn in Shin? Chemistry class.
What else does Zach not know about chemistry? Find out when we return to the second act of
Stranger Sings!
Boom!
Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, well, not all spices are created equal? Spice Islands, they take extra steps to capture flavor in their spices, like, well, they buy them whole from around the world.
Whole. From around the world.
Around the world.
Buy spices whole from around the world.
And they mill them in-house to release their flavor shortly before bottling.
God, They even mill their garlic to a true powder, giving it the consistency of flour.
You know what that means? It means like the flavors released and incorporates better into recipes. No more globby spices at the bottom of your dishes.
Hey, I got some spice tips for you.
Give it to me.
One, store your spices in a cool, dry place away from your stove, because your stove is ruining your spices if you're storing them in the stove or above the stove. Because heat causes their natural flavor oils to dissipate, reducing their potency. You want another one?
Yeah, give it to me.
Spice tip two! Don't sprinkle spices directly over your pot. What are you doing? Steam is getting into that bottle, adding moisture, and causing the spice to clump up. And as much as we love the movie, The Clumps, we don't love clumps in our spices.
So that's right. So, you know, their mission is to help everyday cooks create dishes with extraordinary flavors using premium quality spices. For more spice tips!
Spice tips!
And recipes, visit spiceislands.com/offbook. And while you're there, print out a coupon and try Spice Islands for yourself and taste the difference premium makes.
Spice Islands premium lifestyle. Hashtag
premium lifestyle.
Premium lifestyle.
Hashtag spice facts. Hashtag, hashtag.
Hashtag, hashtag. Welcome back
to Stranger Sings.
When we last left, three brave new teachers were taking on their classrooms, not knowing what lays in the depths of the school.
A deep, dark, sleeping, unnamed monster that will destroy the town if it is not fed with the blood of teachers year after year.
But the students, so moved by their amazing teaching skills, want to finally find a new way to defeat the monster.
It is midnight, and the school is closed, but the students have called an emergency meeting.
All right. Roll call, kids who know about the darkness. Me. Randy.
Me. Tony.
Me. Mince.
Me. Randy's older sister, Steph.
Me. Amelia. Tony's girlfriend.
And me. Eugene. A kid who recently discovered Shakespeare's been dunking on people his whole dang writing career.
Yeah, Eugene, we're real excited for you. But you know, those of us who know about the darkness in the boiler room and year after year have just fed it meats of teachers who don't know how to connect with us, we gotta finally figure out a way to stop it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these teachers definitely don't deserve it. So we gotta find a way to get rid of this monster so we don't have to feed it teachers. What if we just ask them for help?
Yeah, let's go to their houses right now. I'm sure they're still up, watching cool shows or doing cool adult stuff. Come on, everyone on your bikes. It's midnight, and we're biking to our teachers' houses.
Yeah,
it's midnight.
Nothing in the world more than riding in a gang on their bikes. We don't have driver's licenses, no. But we still have the independence to get places. We just go a little slow.
Cause it's midnight, and we're biking to our teachers' houses.
Kids, are you okay?
Yeah, we're just... Well, listen, we gotta tell you the truth.
All
you know,
right.
The thing is, Miss Sutton, you did such a good job today. You taught Eugene about Shakespeare and his dunks. So we all got side by side on our bikes, and we biked to this groovy fun. We need you and the other new teachers. Well, we need your help, it's true.
Okay.
So why don't you bike with us, get on our handlebars, and we'll show Oh, hi, kids. Hi, Miss Sutton.
Is this a history teacher I see before me?
It is.
We come to you bearing a scary warning.
And nothing will be the same when we tell you the secrets of tonight.
We need your help.
There's one more teacher we have to get, though, so could you get on the back?
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mr. Krong.
Kids, what brings you out here so late?
Well, you know, today I know I was down on my same path with tons of implications that I would be a bad kid. But then you went and taught me about friction, and I could never turn my back on you. Oh, I could never walk away.
Save the day.
Well, yeah. Teachers, there's a secret in this town that we've been keeping, and we need your help. And now, it's midnight. We got our teachers.
Yeah, sorry. Can we close? I'm going to come out here and close the door. My wife's asleep.
Oh, sorry about your spouses.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
It's okay.
Hope you didn't wake your spouse.
No, she's a pretty heavy sleeper.
Oh, good. It's okay. They came to my door and I saw Miss Sutton and it just looked like they needed us. And,
yeah.
And, you know, we thought maybe that there was something else going on, so it seemed like we had to help.
Kids, but now would be the time to tell us what you need.
Yeah, Miss Sutton, Miss Foster, and I are all here to absolutely help
you
with whatever you need.
No judgment,
in or out
kids.
Of school.
I know that right now feels like the moment, but I don't think it's safe.
Yeah,
so it's
not here.
So, I think we gotta go back to my house. So if you could all, actually, just hop on our bikes.
You guys could just get on the bikes.
Yeah. We can't be outside like this.
So we're going to Randy's house?
That's right.
On the bikes.
What time is it? It's 1 a.m. now. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty much.
Sure.
Yeah. It's 1 a.m. and we're biking to Randy's house. It's 1 a.m. and we're biking to Randy's house.
We promise this is a big problem. It's not a pest. No, it's not.
Cause it's 1 a.m. and we're biking to Randy's house.
Okay, in here.
Randy, where are your parents?
They're away on business. They go away a lot. Yeah, I'm taking care of them. I'm his cool older brother.
Cool older sister, Steph.
Hey, Steph.
Hey,
you can identify as whatever gender you
want.
No,
I'm just nervous.
You don't have to figure it out now.
I know. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support.
So what's going on, guys?
Well,
okay.
I guess we don't quite know how to start, but the thing is like, there's a terrible undead
crazy monster that lives underground underneath the school.
Yes, I mean, you may not know this, but
take it, Eugene.
There is a series of geological anomalies under the perpendiculars of this school, a series of caverns and caves, and deep, deep down there is a sleeping horror that yearly will awake and destroy the entire town, so the legend goes, unless we destroy, its horrible hunger for blood by feeding it specifically the teachers from this school.
So that's what's happened to the years and years of Sunnybrook teachers?
I knew those bloodstains were somewhat fresh.
They did look fresh.
They were so red.
Well, do you kids know how far back this demon goes?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to ask my mom and dad if it happened when they went to Sunnybrook, but they're always away on business.
Yeah, and I tried to talk to my mom and dad, and they just say, stop it, shut up, shove it down, go to school, get straight A's. Come on, be a good kid.
And I tried to talk to my parents, but I don't know where they are.
Sorry, Eugene?
I'm sure they'll be back. Yeah, and I tried to talk to my parents, and they didn't know nothing about it.
Hmm. But it does seem that, well, the more badly we acted in class, the hungrier the monster got. Hmm. But the more scared we got, the more we acted out, because our child-developing brains didn't know how to deal with this level of trauma. And today, it hasn't awoken yet, even though it normally awakes on the first day of school, on account of us all acting all right in our classes, on account of you guys being the first best teachers we ever done had.
Hmm.
Wow. That's right.
Wait, sorry. So the monster awakes when you're bad?
Well, no, I mean, I just mean, like, he seemed to grow in strength and power, like he fed off our negative aggressive energy.
Oh, yeah, gotcha, like when gotcha, we get gotcha. Angry or something,
that's
we
right.
throw stuff,
well, kids,
pound our fists.
I don't know if I even believe in monsters, to be totally honest with you, but if you say that there is a complex series of geological anomalies under the school, I think the first thing that we should do is investigate, right? We use the scientific method. We should gather evidence.
Yeah, and I think, well, there might be more history behind this than we know about. We should go to the town hall and go to the city library and get the records of Sunnybrook and see if anything has happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, Kim.
English teacher.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, guys, we all just have to communicate.
Yeah,
that's right. Mostly about, I have a background also in psychology. And, we need to be talking about our feelings.
It sounds like
you guys just don't talk about your feelings with your teachers or your parents.
That's absolutely right, Mrs. Sutton. So first, let's have a hypothesis. There is a monster under the school that eats students unless it's fed the blood of teachers.
Yeah.
Now, let's go down to that cave. Right now, do any of you know where the entrance of it is?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's in the old AV room where nobody goes on account of our digitized society.
Yeah, you gotta pull the bag of basketballs off to the side.
We're digital natives. We don't have any sort of use for old AV things where everything we got is Bluetooth and plug and play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why don't you take some students to the cave? And I'll take some students to the library.
Sure, an English teacher. Let's just, you powwow with some people and
I'm going to take the most troubled kid, which at this point in time seems to be Eugene. And we're just going to sit here for a little bit together.
I would love nothing more. The lady doth protest too much. Is that what that means?
All right,
I don't
Eugene.
Think that's what that means.
It's not.
Okay.
I think to solve this problem, we're going to need a well-rounded education.
I think you're right.
All right, you come with me, Mince, and I'll take you too, Steph. Oh, thanks.
And Eugene, come here.
Okay.
Sit on the ground.
All right.
And Mr. Krall, you take, Tony, Amelia, and that's it.
Down to the caves.
Down to the caves.
All right, and we'll meet back here in an hour.
Great.
Okay.
Ready?
One, two, three,
break.
So this is the caves, huh? Oh my gosh. These are huge. Listen, I know I was supposed to take whatever kids, but I'm glad they let me change my mind at the end. I took Tony and Randy.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry, we're a little slow. We've been riding our bikes all night. We're exhausted.
We're tired. Yeah, these are the caves. Wait, teach. Am I smelling sulfur?
Yes, that is what that smell is, which means thermal vents are somewhere around, venting sulfur from deep underground. And if we can find the trace of cores, maybe the monster is the source.
Teach, is that bubbling I'm hearing?
Yes. Bubbling of liquid, changing forms as it comes into contact with heat. You will notice that the deeper we get into this cave, you will feel a rising temperature on your feet.
Okay, Steph, Mince. Oh man, this library is cavernous.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amelia, keep up.
Okay.
All right, now, as we know, we're looking for the cause and effect of this situation, all right? So, everyone go back to the town charter. Do we see anything when we built Sunnybrook School?
Okay. That was
1962. It's really not that old.
Great. So we know we can zero in on that as the origin of this event.
Hey, I found a bunch of here town newspapers from the town. And these might have any objects of interest that went down.
That's right. Maybe they have first person observation. That's better for us to get a firm handle on the current situation. As we know, history can morph and mutate when passed from person to person. Now you're getting down deeper to the truest version.
What are we going to start by reading?
We're going to start by reading about what happened in the town that year, 1963. So, it looks like there was a murderer.
Oh.
But just the one, so that's not really that bad.
Okay.
But this one particular murderer was just really angry and sad. They're usually like that.
It says here, in the late 1950s, the town briefly had nuclear power, and they thought it was pretty nifty. And then there was an accident at the plant, and when that happened, a bunch of the citizens here were never heard from again.
He was about to graduate, all straight A's and well hook. You see that he was destined for greatness, oh, going Ivy League. But then he disappeared mysteriously. And somewhere Eugene and Miss Sutton sat and they held hands.
I think we're really making progress today.
Me too.
I may be overstepping my bounds at this point. But hey, we've got bigger fish to fry, and it's okay.
It's okay.
We'll be okay.
'Cause we're in love.
Wait, Eugene?
Right?
No.
It's been so nice spending time with you. I've never had an adult care. It's just so nice to know that someone is there, and you are maybe a kind of therapist, it's true, but it's definitely true that I'm in love with you. I think that's what I'm feeling. Is that what I'm feeling?
Eugene, you've got crazy amounts of hormones pumping through your veins right now, okay? Mm-hmm.
So pretty.
Oh, thank you.
I want to hold hands with you. I won't, no. But I want
Eugene,
to.
No.
Okay, guys, it's time to meet back up. How did your time in the caves go?
Well, we found a lot of sulfur and a lot of heat. And deep, deep, deep down, it seems like there's just something giving off crazy amounts of heat and sulfur and energy.
And we found in the library that this town used to have nuclear power, and a straight-A'd student mysteriously went missing, and then a few years later, a few murders occurred.
And,
we're in love now.
And Eugene.
And we're gonna be together forever.
Fuck. Oh. Well, either way, I think that to solve this problem, we're all gonna need to come together and go down to these caves.
Yeah.
I think that maybe this boy might have become the monster.
I think that's right. But also, it is true that we would do this better all together. However, let me just say out loud that I think the thing to do here might be to not bring the children with us.
No. I think, like, we should definitely not call any sort of, like, authorities involved. They won't believe us. We'll have to start from zero.
That's fine. We can go just the three of us,
well,
but I don't know that I...
Well, these kids have a lot of...
I get it. I just don't feel like we should bring the kids. I feel like in this situation, someone always brings the kids, and it doesn't.
But I have perspectives that we don't have.
Oh, come on, let us go.
I want to go.
We want to save the town. We gotta. Also, we gotta... We got a special set of skills.
You can't take the love of my life away from me and Eugene. Not let me defend her honor.
You need us kids. You need us kids. You need us kids. You need us kids.
You need us kids. You need us kids.
You don't even know how much you need us kids.
What if there's a tunnel that's too small and someone needs their tiny body to crawl through?
What if there's a problem and the answer needs to be kind of creative and obtuse?
And what if you just generally need a morale booster and we're there with our smiles and our eyes and our voices?
And that also there is nothing that kids can't do. Main man to shoot a spitball with, like, incredible accuracy.
Yeah, no one could spitballs like I can spitballs. And, you know, what if you need Eugene to, like, dunk on him with some sweet Shakespearean insults?
Oh, I'm so inspired with both Shakespeare and the fuel that lit Shakespeare's fire, which I assume was love for an older woman.
And also, like, won't we just provide, like, an extra layer of, like, just, like, remembering why you're there?
Sure. Against all of my better judgment. Yeah, you know what? You're right. All of those scenarios that you kids spelled out could absolutely happen, so yes.
Yeah.
All right, but we're not taking bikes. We're going to get in a car because it's much faster, and I don't know how much time we have. And I am driving the car.
Can we all fit in your car, even?
Can I sit on the hood?
We got to take bikes. We can't fit in the car. We got to take bikes.
All right, so I guess it's like 2:30 a.m. and we're biking back to the school?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. and we're biking back to the school.
Okay, we're there. Good.
All right. All right, this way, guys.
That's exactly how the song went the first two times what we say.
School's so much scarier at night.
Yeah, everybody stay close.
Okay.
All right, so according to the newspaper that we found in the library.
Yeah.
The boy's name was Nicholas Huckle. Nicholas Huckle.
Huckle, like a huckleberry.
That's right. Nicholas Huckle.
Nicholas Huckle.
So I think we need to appeal to him that this is the wrong way.
If we can even talk to him, I think we all need to be prepared for the possibility that he will be beyond reason.
Wait a minute. The spitball. What if there's a hole small enough Eugene could shoot a spitball through it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's got a note.
Yeah.
Yes.
To reach him.
Yeah, I'll shoot the spitball. Eugene, you write a sweet note.
I will write sweet iambic pentameter on a note, and we'll ball it up, and then we'll spit it into the monster.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is the plan? What are we doing?
We're going to spitball an iambic pentameter note to Nicholas Huckle, telling him that there's a better way, and he doesn't have to be an evil demon monster made by nuclear power. He could just be a chill nuclear power energy source that makes our school more efficient?
Yeah. Shares his feelings and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go find him first.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so smelly and hot in here.
So.
Whoa. All right, guys.
This is the mouth of the cave. When we get into the deeper part of the cave, there's just sort of a... It's not quite as echoey, but it's still kind of ambient. Yeah, here we are. Okay. Yeah. Deep in the cave.
Oh. Who stirs my slumber?
Nicholas Huckle.
How do you know my name?
No one
has called me Nicholas Huckle for years and years.
We used the power of history to learn about you. And we used the power of science to hypothesize about your truth, and now we're about to use the English power to communicate with you.
Don't get too close, kids. It's very, very hot in here.
I don't want to talk to you. I will build this wall of rocks in front of you that nothing will be able to get through. I'll just kind of puzzle them together. Rocks on rocks.
Mince, get in there. Get on the other side, bud.
What am I supposed to do?
Crawl through that hole in the rocks he's building.
It's so small. Okay, only the kids here are going to be able to get through this hole, adults, so we're going to leave you behind.
Can't make a kid chain and get Mince down. Bye, adults. Here's what we'll say.
Be safe, kids.
We hope we taught you well.
Oh. Okay, now we're just all here.
Well, how did you get through? I will build another rock wall, too small even for kids to get through.
Nicholas, stop! Nicholas, wait! You don't have to be so mad all the time that you got turned into a nuclear power demon goo.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault. You should have had more nice teachers and nice parents trying to help you.
Those teachers should have warned me of the very real dangers of nuclear power. I would have not gone inside of that reactor by
myself. It's true. They failed you. But now you're failing yourself.
No, I must eat teachers, for teachers have failed everyone, and I will eat them all.
But they didn't fail us. They brought us to you.
Yeah, we've reversed the cycle. Don't you see? Yeah. It doesn't have to be this way anymore.
Yeah, listen. Two children, both alike in dignity. Under the school is where we lay our scene. And you have to learn that war will repeat itself and no one wins in the end. What you needed was a friend.
It's just so, I don't know, it's so dark in here. I can't see the look on any of your faces.
It's okay. Oh, I know. With a little bit of friction, we can make heat. We'll do the motion once and the motion will repeat. This is a single lesson, a lesson I got to learn. And now I'll light up this cave and we can let hope burn.
Well, it's so warm and toasty now. I like it a lot.
Isn't it nice?
But
yeah. Nicholas.
Yes?
That's love.
What?
The heat.
I mean, I haven't felt it so long. I almost forgot what it is. It's been so long. I've forgotten how to be a kid. If only there was something I could learn from you all. That I could learn to do.
How about a spitball?
What? Oh, that was so delightful. What is this? A tiny note? Let me open it up. It says, I'm in love with my teacher. I will love her till the end.
My teacher, but I love you too, just as a friend. Stranger things have happened than being friends with a monster. Stranger things, you're not much weirder than a really big lobster. Stranger things, I think you're actually pretty cool. Why not come back up? Go back to school.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Come back. Come back to school.
You could start on Monday.
Yeah, we know you had straight A's. You'd be the best kid in class.
I mean, I was so close to going to Ivy League. I just needed 3 credits left. Chemistry, history, and English.
Come back.
I wasn't that close.
It's still pretty close.
Not bad.
We know these new teachers would take you back and welcome you.
Yeah.
Then I will tear down the rock wall.
Yeah!
The other one as well.
Yeah!
Be careful not to get crushed by the rocks and then burn in hell. And I'll try to contain this nuclear power. I think that can be done with the power of chemistry.
Yeah, I bet Mr. Krall could, I don't know, he could make some sort of soup. In the meantime, why don't you just get in this big old bag of basketballs?
Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
We'll drag you up. Oh, cool. They're 4
basketball man!
I am?
Yeah!
This cool!
This is all our kids' dreams come true, really!
Yeah, this is amazing!
Whoa! Ha! Huh. Kids, who is this?
This?
We'd like you to meet Nicholas Huckle, our friend.
Hello, I'm in a basketball bag.
Well, we'd be honored to have you in our class.
Yes.
Wait, what? We're gonna... Yeah, of course. Of course, Nicholas. We'd love to have you.
It's our job to teach, and it's your job to learn.
Yeah.
And now it's no one's job to feed teacher meat to a monster to save a town.
That's... No child left behind. There can be
no child left behind.
And murdering all of your past teachers has got to weigh heavily on your minds. But now there's
no child
Stranger Sings!
That's right. Copyright Stranger Sings!
The musical! We'll be right back!
After stuff. Honkshoe, honkshoe.
Honkshoe, honkshoe. You sleeping or am I sleeping?
I don't know. Honestly, we could both be sleeping and just having the most lucid dream because we're sleeping on a Lisa mattress.
True story from my life. I just got back from Coachella.
Coachella, baby.
Coachella, baby. Chella. And I was having the best time of my life.
Have
just
a Chella
like
a good time.
Chella, good time, dancing out in the desert with some pals, just loving music, loving life. And true story, a little plane flew by with a Lisa mattress advertisement. And I turned my face away from an amazing band that was playing, looked up to the sky and said, I agree, plane. Lisa mattress is great.
That plane knew it was up and you should too. They've been a long supporter of the show and we love them for that. But you should also love them because for every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one to a shelter. That's awesome. They're planting trees for every mattress sold. They're donating 1% of every employee's time to volunteer for local causes. You've heard us say this before. Also, their mattresses are hella good, guys. Just get on it and sleep better than you've ever slept before.
Get all those layers of foam. Get their pillows. Get their blankets. Get the foundation, the frame. Guys, this is one of Forbes' top 20 startups to watch and it's one of my top number one ads to watch from a plane while I'm at Coachella.
And it's my top one mattress to sleep on. So try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free.
Available in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany
online. This is that digital Germany nation which only exists in the internet. And also, I assume...
Also Germany.
And also on the American internet.
That's right. With free shipping, this 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door. You can try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, in Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
Get $125 off and a free pillow.
What?
What? That's new. Go to leesa.com/offbook.
And guys, check out Coachella.
Check out Coachella and shout at some planes. Welcome back.
Briga. Oh my God.
Time of my life, guys.
Such a crazy good voice.
That really.
Which we knew already, but always. It's just like, it's so fun to get to do this with people that we really haven't done anything with before.
Yeah, what a great first hang.
What a wonderful first hang.
Oh my God.
First of many. So we started a new thing that we would love to continue, which is to ask you, our wonderful Sleepy Baby listeners, for suggestions for segments to do at the end. All you got to do is go on Twitter, hit us up with that hashtag
offbookpod,
and tell us what the name of your segment is and what the segment is called. The inaugural one comes to us from Zeke Gonzalez at Zeke. Gonzalez, I don't know. Let me see, make sure I'm getting your handle right. At Z Gonzalez 22. Thank you so much. This one's called Bad Reviews. Freestyle of a bad review on Amazon, Yelp, iTunes, etc. Producer Dana, hit us with that bad review.
Premier Dana on the mic moment. Here she is. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dana.
Here I am. Okay, so this is a bad review for Albanese sugar-free gummy bears. And I won't give this guy's name away.
I don't know.
Feels like I got to keep him anonymous. But
yeah, he
said
put it online, so he wants to be anonymous.
All caps. This is a one star. Beware. Make sure you have plenty of reading material after ingesting these little Satan bears. If you don't hear from me by 7 a.m., tell my family I love them. I should have read the reviews and questions before buying. Amateur move. Never again.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yes.
Great.
Satan bears.
Great.
What are these called?
These are Albanese
sugar-free gummy
bears. Sugar-free assorted fruit gummy bears. They have 31% of the reviews are one star. They cause a lot of bathroom problems.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
Yo, I was thinking about eating some sweet gummy bears, but all of a sudden I got that trouble down there. Now all my bears, they're coming through my chute, and I'm like, I don't like this, I don't like
this.
Get to
beware the gummy bears. You got to beware of the gummy bears.
Oh yeah, I wanted disease as a snack in my car, but now they're getting that one star. Every day I'm eating these bears, sitting on the toilet and I'm asking why?
Beware the gummy bears. So you got to beware the gummy bears.
Yo, they're oh so little, they're oh so cute, but they will ruin your life to boot. You're gonna lose your mind, you're gonna lose control. These gummy bears will suck at your soul.
Yeah, gummy bears every day, no creation, giving me the opposite of constipation. Every day they hurt my tummy. I hate these bears, these sugar-free gummy beware. The gummy bears.
You
got to beware. The gummy bears.
Munching on them for so long, you're gonna wish you're dead. Every day I hope you have plenty to be read. I hope you got a really good book to read. Yeah, and I hope you can read at a good speed.
I don't know what these people thought they were creating. This is straight up the spawn of Satan. It is the devil when I put it in my mouth. You know that it comes back out down south. Beware the gummy bears. You got to beware the gummy bears.
Yeah, and I don't like this, it's not smooth. Not reading the reviews was an amateur move. Everyone is giving it that 31%. I should have known this, I should have taken it. Now I lament. Pooping so hard, I'm starting to sweat her. I'm sweating out all these chemicals, it's true. What a terrible thing I do.
I wish I had decorated my bathroom, 'cause I gotta sit in here for oh so long. I seriously hate this room. Everything in it is really gross.
Oh, the color of my towels, I wish I could take them back. Brown with purple, the scheme is whack. What was I doing? What have I created? I hate the way my bathroom is decorated. Beware. Thank you, Zeke Gonzalez, for that segment. Thank you, Briga Helan.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Incredible time.
Everyone, check out Great News. Where can the people find you? Social media and stuff.
Yes, I am at Briga Helan on Twitter and Instagram.
Do it. Great. Do it. Get the pictures and the words. That's what those things will do.
Together.
Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings,
with the synth and the beats and all the tools.
Yeah. Brett with the spider effects and all the effects that we call for at a moment's notice.
And Dana with the review and the support.
Dana with the review. Thank you, Sleepy Babies. Write those reviews. Give those stars. Join the Facebook group. Join the family. We love you all very, very much.
And as we say at the end of every episode, if it can happen here,
it can happen queer. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey guys, unfortunately I have some bad news. My name is Hayes. I'm here with my friend Sean.
Hi, I'm Sean.
We're the hosts of Hollywood Handbook. They asked us to come onto the show and break the news to everyone that the show you were just listening to is unfortunately broken.
Yeah, it's really just one of those things. Every once in a while, a podcast fully breaks and you can't listen to it for a while. While it's under construction, sort of, you know, when they shut down the roads and there's like detour signs so that you can still get where you're going, even though it's not the way that you wanted to go. You can detour over to Hollywood Handbook, listen to our podcast instead, just until this podcast is fixed.
Our podcast is running, and I think the podcast you were listening to is going to be broken for about a year.
And honestly, when those detours happen, sometimes I find
you
a
discover,
new route.
You discover, make new little discoveries.
A better route.
Yes, and find like a roadside diner that's so mm-hmm. interesting. The hosts of it are very smart. So listen to Hollywood Handbook. It's a guide to Hollywood, but it's not
it's
even
fake.
Really that
it
anymore.
Sucks.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.